This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Now, I want to make one thing clear, and I see this happening in the chat room, a lot of people are having this, I don't want to say misconception, it's just that I understand the outrage regarding national reciprocity. However, what we currently have, and I'm going to have David Kodry on the show tomorrow, he's the one that wrote the article that Breitbart is quoting. He's the one that wrote the article that everybody has read on Ammoland. And we're going to lay rest to this, because all David wrote about was what this Representative Thomas Massie was purported to say, and what the House Speaker Frito Con, Little Hobbit, Paul Ryan was purported to say. And I have no love lost for Ryan. I think he's a very ineffective... You know, he didn't want to be speaker, and I wish he wasn't. But I don't see that much of a change between him and Boehner, to be quite honest with you. But the reason I say that is it does us no good to get all stirred up about something that is a conflated piece of information, which is where everybody's thinking that Thomas Massie has his own bill out there. And that's what Ryan and he were discussing, not H.R. 38, Thomas Massie's bill. If Ryan did say something about, timing, he's obviously an idiot, because when you've got the House and you've got the Senate and you've got the presidency, the timing is right. Ask the Democrats how we got Obamacare. Let's talk about culture. And the war. Conservatives have discussed the culture war and why we have been losing them. Many have fought and are fighting for a resurgence of sanity in our culture. And it's happening in the strangest way. Number one, the sharp Hollywood box office decline. Number two, the ESPN/NFL failure. Two abysmal failures to the cultural elite are occurring right before our very eyes currently. For the first time in generations, the box office is significantly down. America has decided to spend their money elsewhere. As of Labor Day, the receipts have been down anywhere from 12 to 16% from last year, depending on which stats you read, which puts them in the middle of a deep recession. Their stars, their directors, and their must-see franchises all flopped. Stephen King, Baywatch, Ridley Scott, The Rock, Tom Cruise, even previously high-scoring family cartoons like Minions and Lightning McQueen flopped. Their list of bombs, is box office bombs, is quite impressive. I suspect none of the Hollywooders feel poor, but the American reaction to all these must have Hollywood in a state of mental depression, not just a recession. Because they were in the driver's seat of the culture just a year ago. Didn't everybody listen to them? What happened? Trust me. It's not streaming or new technologies. If it were that simple, Hollywood's products would be streamed as they were watched before. The major reason, the elephant in the living room, Hollywood's unabashed anti-American leftism. Since November the 8th, the Hollywood elite have gone crazy. They have outed themselves as totally irrational, over the top, and they are completely incapable of understanding America, and they're totally anti-American. A lot of people have known of the Hollywood leftist bias. It's not a secret, but until this year, they really showed how out of touch they are. Look at the amount of crazy anti-Trump ads they have been made in the past year. It started with the Save the Day, a Josh Whedon video sounding like a high-tech PSA. to show us all, according to these recognizable stars, just how bad Trump was and how important voting for Hillary was. And they soldiered on in the infamous campaign for the electors to save America by betraying their duty to represent the voters. Quoting the Federalist Papers, Martin Sheen beseeched the electors to save America, saying we needed someone to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications. Yeah, Martin, we'll fold because you say so and stand by while the oh-so-honest and trustworthy Hillary Clinton is installed. She actually had three electors stand down from voting for her as a result. So because the strategy is working so well, they kept making more of these PSAs, and each time they looked crazier and more out of touch. And they have a new one about a war with Russia. The Oscars were dominated by anti-Trump messaging. The Emmys were dominated by anti-Trump messaging. The only awakening going on is the recognition by a lot of Americans, probably a majority, that Hollywood is crazy, anti-American, and wrong. I'll just, you know, let's, they can just keep on talking and we'll just keep on watching and laughing. Then there's the ESPN / NFL industrial complex. Because the left decided to, it was a good idea to interject left-wing political ideology into sports. And every minute of sports needed to be a left-wing triumph, or so they thought. And on cue, that worked out even worse than the Hollywood political ads. The collapse began in 2016 when their viewership went down almost 10%. Enter fall 2017, and the free fall is continuing unabated. Ending for now with the non-firing of Jemele Hill for calling the president a white supremacist. They've had to lay off a huge amount of staff. Their ratings are in the toilet, and they don't have the corporate sense to fire this woman after they fired Kurt Schilling for less. This is all tied to Colin Kaepernick's Kneel Down 2016 protests that ESPN and their leftist commentators all applauded. He was a courageous young man speaking to the man bringing up truths about America. Except it wasn't that true. It was actually obviously untrue. There are not bodies in the street and police getting paid leave and getting away with murder, quoting Kaepernick. There was never any hands-up, don't-shoot incident. There is no rash of racist white policemen killing black people indiscriminately. And enough people know it to tank the NFL and ESPN together. Ben Roethlisberger of Pittsburgh said he couldn't sleep realizing how disrespectful they were being to their fans. And even though he's recanted sort of the lone steel that stood out there, his jersey's still selling like crazy. Fans are burning jerseys on YouTube, thousands of dollars worth at a time. And this is not going to go well. Not even Jerry Jones' stunt in an attempt to back things down is going to help. When Tom Brady and Robert Kraft are suckered into taking the anti-American viewpoint against Trump, you know it's going to be a long downward spiral. As Brian York and even a few astute leftists are saying, this is a battle that Trump cannot lose despite David French's preemptive surrender. Every kneel down assures him of more supporters and less for the ESPN / NFL industrial complex. This is a turn in the culture wars, and it is unexpected. Trump is perhaps the least ideological cultural warrior in the Republican Party. He had a gay entrepreneur address the GOP convention. He said he would allow Bruce Jenner to choose any bathroom she wants in Trump Tower. And he's not known for winning the presidency because of his abortion stance. But he does know what he's doing when he opposes the NFL with the deal down against the national anthem. And no, he did not make them all so crazy. They did that to themselves. Trump drives the leftist cultural machine crazy. Just by being himself, they can't see how they are outing themselves as intolerant and over the top. It isn't like they haven't seen this before, this kind of behavior. They know better than this, but, you know. Just ask all the baseball players that juiced so they could hit 70 home runs or whatever. I mean, I was a big Mark McGwire fan. Not the same thing, but it's still sort of sticking it in a fan's face. When we get back, we're going to talk about myth versus reality. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
This is Lock and Load. Of all the debates that go on, which even surprisingly, when there's, like after Charlottesville, where there was no gun injuries or gun deaths, there were people calling for gun control off of Charlottesville because there were guns there that weren't used. And when you think about it, there were a lot of guns there that were not used because the cops were there too. But of all the debates that are particularly prone to being warped by politically motivated myths, gun control leads the pack, which is one of the reasons my primary topic is about it. In addition, any fair observer would have to conclude that these myths are particularly prevalent on one side of the debate. Gun control activists don't seem to worry a lot about the way that guns actually work, and they are worryingly susceptible to their own propaganda. It could be argued that it's not their fault. Many people who are vehemently anti-gun have never had the opportunity or need to fire one, and so it's natural they don't know much about them. The only contact with the gun control debate comes in these moments immediately after a school massacre. And they forget that every day, hundreds of thousands of gun owners use their weapons responsibly and lock them up safely at the end of the day. When seen from that narrow perspective and without daily contact with actual weapons, the liberal left is still misled by a number of myths about guns. And nowhere is this more apparent than in the current debate of the Hearing Protection Act. Right now, it's currently awaiting a hearing in Congress, and it seeks to reduce the restrictions on buying suppressors, which date back to 1934. Like any debate on gun control measures, the act has polarized opinion and has led to impassioned speeches, warped statistics, and divisive rhetoric from both sides. And what is strikingly apparent in these debates has been the level of ignorance on the side of those who wish to limit access to suppressors. It seems that many leftist politicians, having never used a suppressor, are under the impression that they allow criminals to kill people silently. If you have never used a weapon fitted with a suppressor, it is still incredibly loud. As loud, in fact, as a pneumatic hammer hitting concrete. A level of noise that even the leftists seem to have no trouble hearing. Still, the myth remains, and many opposing the bill naively or cynically refer to suppressors as silencers. And the funny thing about this is that suppressors, when they were invented back in 1909, were originally called silencers, but that was blatant hyperbole because these devices, silencers, is equivalent to marketing a flannel shirt as an Arctic coat. The irony here is that those who oppose the bill have taken the overblown claims of weapons manufacturers as literal truth. And my point is that if you are ideologically opposed to guns and have never actually used one and have been raised on a diet of Dick Tracy and James Bond movies, the myth that a suppressor is a silencer is useful fiction if you're anti-gun. The mistaken belief leads to a number of hilarious arguments against the bill. Like this one put forward by Kristen Rand of the Violence Policy Center back in June. Silencers are military-bred accessories that make it easier for criminals to take innocent lives and threaten law enforcement. Existing federal law has kept crimes committed with silencer-equipped weapons rare. Where do you start with that one? Well, she's correct in one respect. Crimes committed with silencers are very rare. Knox Williams, president and executive director for the American Suppressor Association, told Guns.com in August that of 1.3 million suppressors in circulation, his group can only find 16 instances of criminal use since 2011. As he pointed out, that translates to the misuse of a glaringly low percentage of suppressors in circulation. 0.00001238%. If you think a suppressor makes a gun silent, I can imagine how you would think that limiting their use would be a good thing. However, as anyone who uses a gun knows, the reason why suppressors are not used to commit crimes is not because of the federal limitations, but simply because they're totally useless if you want to commit a crime. Law enforcement is still going to hear the shots, and adding a suppressor to your weapon makes it much harder to handle and to hide. So, at present, suppressors are used primarily by hunters, and they have to face a very difficult choice. They can go through the lengthy and unconstitutional process of obtaining a suppressor, or they can wear OSHA-certified protective earmuffs, which function as hearing protection. And doing the latter is at the moment the preferred choice, but it has the unfortunate consequence of deadening all sound, which makes hunting more dangerous than it should be. You know, a bear can come up on you while you're hunting. And the unfortunate reality is that in the gun debate and several others, the people making the laws are the least qualified to do it because they lack first-hand experience of the issue that they're talking about. And this lack of first-hand experience means that they are susceptible to myths that any experienced gun owner could dispel within a few seconds. Here in South Carolina, when we were discussing constitutional carry, my senator at the time, Larry Martin, told me that that would make it legal for criminals to carry guns. And I asked him, how would it make it legal for a criminal to carry a gun when it is illegal for him to own a gun? Then he told me that the cops would not be able to tell who the bad guys were and who were the good guys. And then I pointed out something to him, a little known statistic. I said, Senator, do you know the percentage of criminals caught with a holster on? And, of course, he didn't. He didn't know that percentage. That percentage is 2%. Actually, it's a little less than 2%. The reason is fairly well-grounded. A criminal running from the cops who throws his gun away, which a lot of them do, if he is caught and he's wearing a holster strapped to his belt, it's going to lessen his argument that that isn't mine. Especially if it's one of these Kydex holsters that are fitted exactly for that gun, that's going to make his argument less. That's the problem. So, yeah, most of the time these guys making the laws, they have the least amount of knowledge about it. And they don't seek out expertise. That's the part that is the stunner. They'll just go ahead and make the decision. They'll make the call. Craziness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. For some reason, all of a sudden, I am starting to congest. So if it starts sounding like I'm not speaking English, I'm not going to abandon this show. I'm just going to finish it. If I just don't sound like I know the English language. Jason, will you take the blame for that one? Okay, thanks. Yeah. Anyway. Back in the day, a medieval knight would challenge an opponent by throwing his heavy armored glove or gauntlet at the feet of his opponent, thus throwing down the gauntlet. After years of Republican indifference and acquiescence to the erosion of our values and our heritage, Trump has finally thrown down the gauntlet at the feet of the progressive left, challenging their attempt to discredit our anthem, our flag, and all that they represent. Now, Rush Limbaugh, who used to be a commentator for football, said on his Tuesday show, said the NFL take a knee protest is exactly what it looks like when the disease, the cancer of leftism, infects and corrupts an institution. And the frantic reaction to the president's challenge is exactly what you get when someone finally dares to throw down the gauntlet. And until Trump came along, no Republican since Reagan ever threw down the gauntlet about anything, submitting and succumbing, and said to every media narrative, to every liberal narrative, to every Obama apology for America, and to every attempt to eviscerate our shared history and heritage. Kurt Schlichter, writing at townhall.com, says of the reaction to Trump's throwing down the gauntlet on the anthem and the flag, Now we suddenly discover that fighting back is horribly uncouth and a class, and oh well, I never. We aren't going away. Business as usual is over. We aren't just giving up, tossing away our country, and submitting to the ruling caste. We were nice with the Tea Party. Trump's not as nice. Slichter further notes that we are awakening to the indisputable truth of our enemy's implacable hatred for us and everything that we hold dear, like America. This is how they seek to break us. What have the Republicans ever done about any of this? The loyal opposition, which we have elected in vain for years, have been loyal to no one but themselves. You want some examples? I'll give you some examples. An Obamacare law put in place through a farce of democracy is loyally opposed by self-serving Republicans until it is time for action. Or a Republican House and Senate hold endless hearings on Russian collusion, while a special prosecutor hamstrings the Trump presidency, all while Hillary Clinton sells books and jokes about wiping her email server with a cloth. Or an aide to Democrat Republican or Representative, slip of the tongue, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is arrested attempting to flee the country after transferring $300,000 to an account in Pakistan where his wife had already fled. Or that the Attorney General overseeing the Fast and Furious gun running scheme is held in contempt of Congress but is now leading the Democrats' attempt to redistrict the 2020 congressional map. Or the IRS delay and denial of a Tea Party application for nonprofit status in advance of the 2012 election also results in a contempt of Congress finding, but no penalty is enforced there either. Or former President Obama creates the narrative that police acted stupidly in the 2009 arrest of Harvard professor Skip Gates, a prelude to fanning the flames over Ferguson, Missouri, and a precursor to the current NFL protests. Or finally, meanwhile, the history-erasing left is busy taking down any historical statue that the leftists can get away with removing. Add to that the list of the Susan Rice Benghazi video story and the James Comey Hillary Clinton matter. Add to that the Samantha Powers unmasking matter. And for the icing of the corruption cake, add the Obama administration's massive shakedown of big banks over the mortgage crisis that was used to fund radical leftist groups that are now vehemently opposing the policies of Trump, as reported at American Thinker. Where has the Republican Congress been on all of those matters? Pretty much nowhere. Enter President Donald J. Trump, facing the reality of sending our sons and daughters to defend our way of life under the American flag, many returning with no legs or worse. The president has seen enough. After years of Republican capitulation and abdication to the media-driven left-wing agenda, Trump has finally thrown down his gauntlet. Now then, I like that. Chat room is pretty active tonight. Got some good stuff going on in there. Anyway, there is a term that is used in sports a lot called snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. This is what the Republicans seem to be doing. Right now, what the Republicans should have done at the outset, and can still do for quite some time, and no matter how bad they mess things up in the between now and November 2018, I'm going to make a prediction that they're going to hold on to everything. And the reason why they're going to hold on to everything is the Democrats for all of their all the other stuff that's going on, as bad as the Republicans are right now, the Democrats have it worse. The Democrats have no bench. They're either going hard socialist, a la Bernie Sanders, or they're going hard elderly. You know, Barack Obama, when he went into the office, he was, what, 48 years old? He was not a very old man at all. He was my age when he went in. He's my age when he came out. I mean, what am I talking about? So, I don't think the Republicans are going to lose control. However, they're squandering time. And for a lot of them, this means nothing. I would love to see one of these guys just lose his mind just once. Just once. I used to, there was a guy that was a Marine Corps, or an Army colonel, I'm sorry, not Marine Corps. And he wanted to be the lieutenant governor of the state. Very honorable man. But in the debates with some of the other people, because the South Carolina GOP put some ringers in there just to take votes away from him, so the favored son would not win, who later had to resign because he was a crook. This guy would bait this colonel until the colonel would just about come unglued. And I would try to tell him, hey, look, colonel, you got to hang on to that. You can't lose your composure over that. And you certainly can't lose it over anything he says, because he can say whatever he wants. So, and certainly, they did all kinds of things. They got in his head, and they beat him. Then I thought that was not a good idea to get too riled up by it. I would love to see somebody right now get emotional about the country and do something to save it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I think it would be nice. We'll see what we get. But I'm not going to hold my breath, but I am going to keep on pushing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Firing line live tonight. This is Lock and Load. You know, back in the day, I liked the big hair bands, didn't you? I liked the big hair rock bands. I liked Motley Crue. Scallywags that they were. I liked Metallica, but that was pre Napster, before they came out and shown themselves to be sort of what they were, or at least Lars Ulrich, anyway. I liked Van Halen. There were some of them I didn't like. I did not like, I wasn't a big Bon Jovi fan. I found their stuff to be sort of bubblegum. Another group I didn't like was Skid Row. I never saw any point to them. For a lot of people, though, they did like them. They were loud and obnoxious, and a lot of teenage guys liked them. They wanted that in their music. They were a lot of fun to listen to for them, but they were also, like so many other bands from back in the day, they were very short-lived. Their relevance faded. However, lead singer Sebastian Bach has managed to pop up from time to time, including a stint on the reality TV show Supergroup, with Second Amendment-loving rocker Ted Nugent. Personal friend of mine. Apparently, Bach learned nothing about the Second Amendment from his time with the News, or much of anything else, apparently. Recently, he was being interviewed with Australia's The Rock Pit, conducted ahead of his headlining tour of the country. Just makes me wonder about what they have for entertainment options if Sebastian Bach is going to headline a tour. Speaking about the current political situation in the U.S., he said, What's going on here politically in America these days is completely polarizing. And you know, I can't even turn on the phone some days without seeing all the bad blank news that is endless ever since Donald Trump came into office. It's like I can't even keep up with the misery of what's happening in the world. There's really only one side to be on, you know, with what's happening with climate change. If we don't stop this, our kids are not going to have a place to live. Okay, pretty leftist stuff. I know. Pretty casual fare for a non-knowing, pampered musician, right? Who isn't relevant anymore. But he wasn't done. He had to go on from there. So it's got to the point now where we really can't allow this. And the same goes for gun control. Everybody knows the NRA is ridiculous to allow, you know, machine guns on sale at Walmart. It's insane. So if I speak up and give my opinion and someone else who supports Donald Trump doesn't like it, I take that as a badge of honor. Because I'm not into all these things. I'm not into racism. I'm not into guns. I'm not into denying climate change like a moron. I'm not into that stuff. So if it makes somebody mad, good. That's the way I feel. Now I get that Mr. Back doesn't care if someone who supports Trump gets upset. But what really has bothered me, is that Back, and yeah, I'm mispronouncing it, exemplifies the know-nothing stupidity that the anti-gun agitators constantly foster on their left-leaning portions of the public. If I were to address him, it might go a little something like this. First of all, Mr. Back, one of your big problems here is what you're saying. And that's a big problem. It's an independent group made up of millions of freedom-loving Americans who, unlike you, understand our Second Amendment, but it doesn't allow stores to do or not do anything. It doesn't have any authority over what Walmart does or any other private business. Its impact on government is limited to lobbying efforts, same as every town for gun safety. Second, Mr. Back, while you made some good music back in the day, it's clear that blood only goes to the parts of your brain that permit screeching at the top of your lungs. There are no machine guns on sale at Walmart. Fully automatic weapons are already tightly controlled and require special permitting procedures, background checks, and even permission from law enforcement. And none can be sold to the public manufactured after some arbitrary date in 1986, which means that the prices for those available for civilian sale is minimal. They're also sold out of special dealerships that handle NFA firearms, and Walmart isn't one of them, idiot. All that's sold at Walmart and any other store that happens to be a semi-automatic version that fires one round per pull of the trigger, same as a semi-auto hunting rifle that the gun grabbers constantly claim they don't want to touch. But it's not like the esteemed Sebastian Back would understand that concept now, is it? Finally, this take a knee thing. This has nothing to do with free speech. You get that right. It has nothing to do. Even though the stock defenders are out there invoking the First Amendment. Even some unlikelier defenders of this, like the National Review, have framed this as a free speech issue. And to do this is an exercise in stupidity. The First Amendment provides Americans protections to enact displays of protest, certainly. The question that goes continually and aggravatingly unaddressed is protection from whom? It would be wishful thinking, I guess, to imagine that Americans who support the NFL protesters might take the 15 or 20 seconds necessary to Google and read the First Amendment. It reads, Congress shall make no law regarding an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So this is a document related to the powers and limitations of the federal government. Therefore, it is only logical to understand that this refers to the federal Congress, and the federal Congress shall make no laws to infringe upon these rights. So where is the federal law that outlaws kneeling during the national anthem at a pro football game? If there were such a law, it would run afoul of the First Amendment, but there is no such law. And I know that there's judicial precedents and case law evidences and a much broader interpretation of the First Amendment, suggesting that it applies to the state and local governments as well. But even considering that broader scope raises another question. Who is rushing to arrest the kneeling sports star for his violation of such standing law at the state level? Nobody. So what has the First Amendment to do with any of this? And it's a very simple answer. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a single thing. Now, what do they actually mean? Let's move on to that. They argue that they do not mean to disrespect the flag or those who have fought and died for the country or America as a whole. And, of course, their actions certainly disrespect all of those things. And suggesting otherwise should be ridiculous on this face. So why are they kneeling? Those kneeling assert that there's an epidemic of white police officers who work their beat every night with the explicit intention to murder innocent black people. They're suggesting that there's an epidemic of institutional white racism in the country that goes unaddressed, and that is the only way to draw attention to this Black Lives Matter narrative is to kneel during the national anthem at a pro football game. If you want to protest violence against Black America, pro football players, I'll make you a deal. I'm going to tack up, okay? But I will go with you into Chicago, and we can take a knee in the middle of gangland. You up for that? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.